You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Mental health has been a focal point of discussion and policy in the build-up to this year's election. One of the main concerns within the industry for the last few years is not simply the massive lack of funding the sector has been receiving, but the lack of a formal review to analyse the pitfalls of the system. The National Party announced in its most recent budget a $224 million boost in funding to the sector, but critics have said that this does not address the issues that have grown over the three national terms. The People's Mental Health Review is a New Zealand group that has offered recommendations that could be implemented to revive the mental health system. Amongst the recommendations is a request for a formal review of the current system, stating that although more funding would be effective, it could be more effective if a review could find weak points in the system and plug what many are calling a leaky ship. Many people thrust into the system are facing situations where support isn't sufficient. In some cases, those who miss appointments due to worsening mental health are not reached out to and slip through the cracks, missing further treatment and support. The People's Mental Health Report is also suggesting that with a review, more independent oversight should be given to mental health professionals in the sector, as to have more power as to keeping those who are in the system and receiving support in the system and not letting those people slip through the cracks. In an RNZ interview, Sean Robinson, the CEO of the Mental Health Foundation, said, "Looking back, had I not been a white, well-educated, fairly confident male, I think negotiating through that system would have been pretty difficult. It was pretty impersonal." Robinson went on to say that although progress has been made to reduce stigma over the last 10 years or so, this in turn has increased the strain on the mental health system, as a larger influx of particularly males have entered the mental health system. Robinson then said that if we keep on pouring money into the same things that we are doing, then that would be a disaster. So where are our politicians sitting in terms of addressing mental health? Jacinda Ardern has been very vocal over the last month or so on the matters surrounding mental health, recently addressing the public at Parliament about the effects of mental health problems and suicide in New Zealand.
Everyone here has a story or a loved one I'm sure that they're thinking about right now, as do I. The idea that we have lost 600 New Zealanders in New Zealand, I find absolutely devastating. Because for every single one of those people, there is a ripple effect in our families and our communities.
Labour has also promised a formal review of the system if they get into government. The Green Party have said that they take the same stance as Labour, that a formal review must come first before funding increases can be put into question. The National Party, however, have not gone as far as offering any review, but still have promised $56 million to the system on top of the current increase released at this year's budget. The furthest National have come to offering a change to the system on top of increased funding is Bill English saying, "We can always do more and more will be happening." Comedian Mike King, however, criticised National's stance, saying that they had a poor stance on mental health spending, saying that Health Minister Jonathan Coleman wouldn't have a clue how much is currently being spent on mental health. The Opportunities Party have also said that they will introduce more funding, similar to the National Party, but have offered the largest amount yet, coming in at $450 million increase on top of current spending. So in conclusion, the final stats for spending are: National, $56 million increase. Labour is $126 million increase and a formal review. Green support Labour's health spending. The Opportunities Party want a $450 million increase. New Zealand First wants adequate funding. ACT say they wouldn't decrease funding. And the Māori Party say they will simply increase funding. In a simple sense, all the different parties offer a large variation on mental health policies. So it is up to you, the voter, to decide what offers the best solution.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.